This morning, we welcome Minnesota House Representative Mike Sundin. He's a DFLer of District 11A in Carlton County, and he joins us for a legislative update as we approach the end of the 2018 short session. Items are on their way through committee, and they're headed to the floor because final versions are due out of committee by April 20th. Good morning, Mike Sundin. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
With just over a month left in the session, some bills are coming up for second readings. A couple of weeks before the April 20th deadline, what is of major concern? What bills and measures are of major concern to us here in the Northland, in your opinion?
Well, statewide, we have, to break it down, it would be three categories of concern. One would be a tax bill that we'll be looking at. And then there's a supplemental budget bill. And then, of course, the big one that everyone's excited about statewide is a bonding bill that will improve the public facilities and projects throughout the state.
So where are we with the tax bill?
I really don't know. We haven't seen what the Republicans will be proposing. It's kind of under covers at this point. We really haven't seen that much. Everyone has a special measure in the tax bill. I've got a couple modifications for some of the sales tax usage in Carlton County, or in the city of Cloquet, actually. I've got an upcoming hearing on that. So there's all kinds of small pieces that are going to go into that tax bill, but what the Republican leadership in both houses has in mind is yet to be seen.
Now, one of the issues, of course, that is sparking a lot of interest and concern in one way or the other has to do with House Bill 3759. That bill seems to greenlight Enbridge Energy's Line 3 oil pipeline replacement. The Public Utilities Commission is going to make a decision on that this summer. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that process has worked itself out, and, you know, the agencies have gone through all the permitting processes, and I anticipate it will be a go on that. It's definitely controversial whenever you start putting a project of that magnitude into the ground. And I'm glad in my section of the pipeline, as it runs through Carlton County, the route has been agreed upon for quite some time. But the rest of the route, there's plenty of questions and concerns about proximity to lake homes and, of course, some of the wild rice issues that native citizens have concerns about. So. Crossing their lands, that type of thing. So
definitely not going. That's a controversy that's going to take quite a while to sort out. You are on the Transportation Finance Committee, and there are a lot of transportation bills up for consideration. The governor's budget wants significant infrastructure investments. Does that have to do with transportation? I guess I can't think about infrastructure without immediately, obviously, thinking about roads and bridges.
Exactly. And the Duluth area is slated to get their share of the work there, too. We've got a number of bills that will affect the area. The can of worms issue right there that people have been working on for quite some time. And that project is nearing the beginning phase, I guess. You know, the planning's been going on, but there's plenty of issues, roads, bridges. What it comes down to, though, is the funding of those projects. And I think we've failed somewhat as a state when last year we actually took money from the sales receipts of rental cars, car parts, and used that for transportation funding and actually robbed the general fund of those tax revenues and put it into transportation. Well, it makes sense, you know, to use transportation tax, sales tax money on roads, but that left a hole in the budget, and that affected all the other state services as well. So I'll go on record any day of the week and twice on Sundays in support of a sales tax That's a user's tax, usage tax for people that are buying the gasoline and paying for the roads through that mechanism.
So you're suggesting a sales tax on gasoline?
Absolutely.
Got it.
Yeah, the gas tax is not popular, but it's I believe the proper way to fund transportation needs.
Where are we? You made mention of the bonding bill, and of course, a lot of folks have dogs in that fight. Where are we with the bonding bill, in particular, where the Northland's concerned?
Well, a lot of the bonding proposals haven't been heard yet. We haven't even seen targets from the House or Senate leadership right now, so we don't know what kind of money that we're talking about quite yet. The governor is looking at just north of $1 billion, I guess. I'd like to see a little bit more. Some people are thinking a little bit less. The bonding capabilities of the state is actually in excess of $3 billion. We could bond that much. I don't think it's prudent to do that, but we've got plenty of needs, deteriorating state buildings, university needs and maintenance. It's an issue that comes up every 2 years, and, you know, we have to deal with it. And I think something far north of $1 billion would serve the greater Minnesota for certain.
Is there anything else in your mind that folks in this area should be watching and paying attention to and perhaps speaking out about as we're getting close to the end of the session?
Well, other than celebrating the UMD Bulldog victory the other night, I think the transportation issues are probably the will have the greatest impact on the Northland because of the needs of rural bridges, rural roads, or greater Minnesota roads and bridges. It's they've been neglected too long, and we need to address that sooner rather than later.
All right. Mike Sundin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate you taking some time, and it looks like you've got a busy few weeks ahead of you.
We do. All the bonding bills will be addressed here in the coming weeks, and we'll be putting together the package and hopefully get a ribbon and a bow put on it by deadline.
Yeah, and that's a week and a half away, so I guess I better let you get off the line.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Mike Sundin joined us this morning as our guest. He's a DFLer from District 11A in Carlton County.